Does life get you down sometimes? Essayist Diane Roberts knows the feeling. When stress and strain get to her, she picks up a whisk.
I can't do much to bring about world peace, but I can take charge of my kitchen. To paraphrase a famous American sage, when the going gets weird, the weirded out start cooking. I don't mean slapping together fried banana and Miracle Whip sandwiches with a side of microwave popcorn. That's not cooking. That's just eating. Comfort eating. There's something to be said for comfort eating, but it's a mere manifestation of chaos. We're looking for a manifestation of discipline. That means real cooking. And I don't mean wimpy, simple life, two easy steps, casual, it's okay to use the canned kind cooking either. I mean serious, an every pot in the kitchen, hours on end, four-page recipe dinner. A dinner that will make you feel that you can conquer nations, that you have veto power over important issues, such as whether to use aged balsamic or champagne vinegar in the salad dressing. A dinner proving that when it comes to food, you rule. Plant just shut down and move to Tonga? Make a bisque d'écrevisse finished with an aioli à la grecque. Try to get Louisiana crawdaddies. They have the best accents. Make sure you add the olive oil to the egg yolks. Free-range duck egg yolks, of course, at the rate of one drop per second. By the time the sauce thickens, you'll have forgotten that your job has gone on a foreign vacation. Having nightmares about bootleg nukes from Pakistan? Don't just wring your hands in front of CNN. Assemble an olla podrida. You'll need 4 pounds of beef brisket, 1 pound of shoulder of mutton, 1 pound of uncooked ham, 1 pound of salt pork, 2 pig's ears, 2 pig's feet, 2 pig's tails, 2 chickens, 2 partridges, and 2 yards of chorizos, plus 8 potatoes, 1 pound of garbanzo beans, 4 onions, and 5 cloves of garlic. Invite 20 friends over. At least if somebody fires a rogue missile, you'll go out having some high-fat fun. Don't do the dishes. Somebody else can take care of that. Just revel, wallow, bask in being a food superpower, the like of which the world has never known.
Diane Roberts teaches English at the University of Alabama. She adds stress to her life by writing essays for Weekend Edition.